Blog Talk Radio.
You know very well who you are. Don't let them hold you down. Reach for the stars. You had a goal, but not that many. 'Cause you're the only one I'll give you good today.
Your microphone once again. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show tonight. This is LL Sports 2 with TJ, and I am your host, TJ, where we are a sports show for everyone, but we do cater to the novice female sports fans because we are in the business of helping to educate the ladies on the fundamentals of baseball, basketball, and football, all right? And we do come to you Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There are several ways for you to join this show. One, pick up your telephone and dial 347-826-7924. You can join us at blogtalkradio.com/LLSports2. And then you can also catch us live in living color, as they will be doing here shortly. Facebook Live, Tina D. Jackson is the name. All right. So, let's see. Don't forget, follow the show, blogtalkradio.com/LLSports2. Make sure to activate your email, though, otherwise your name and number will not be counted. And you can also follow us in iTunes, okay? Just go into your iTunes account, type in LL Sports 2 with TJ, and click subscribe. It's just that simple. Also, follow me at LL Sports 2 on TikTok and IG. What's going on with my phone? Okay. All right, got all that good stuff out the way. Let's see what's on my mind tonight. The creator, the outside. Standing creator of the comedic series back with the 60s and 70s, Maude, Sanford and Son, All in the Family, Good Times, The Jeffersons, man, Norman Lear passed away at the age of 101, and he still had his faculties about him, so that's the amazing part, you know, to still, you know, like I said, know who you are and all that at 101, man, that's amazing, but that man left a true legacy for generations to remember and to know him by. I just hope that, you know, my generation, because we're probably the last of the 70s sitcoms, I hope that, you know, we're teaching our youth and children of today about just good quality fun. It was controversial, don't get me wrong. Because, you know, they could say the N-word back on TV then. They would talk the N-word or the H-word, everything. But it was such taboo, you know. But he still stepped out on, you know, what he believed in and made just some true masterpieces in comedic television. So Norman Lear, gone at the age of 101, right? So make sure we keep his family in our prayers. But he lived a hell of a life. All right, so let's see here. This is a sports show, so we're going to go ahead and get to the sports. You know, I normally do a rundown, but tonight we're just going to, you know, we're going to have a different little format tonight. We're just going to go and go where it leads us, okay? But one thing we will talk about is the Week 13 recap and, more importantly, the game of the week. So I'm calling all 49ers fans. Yes, I am. I'm calling y'all. And let's talk about it. I want to hear your thoughts on what happened on Sunday afternoon. What you say? But, you know, football, basketball, everything we can get into tonight, we will get into it, okay? But, again, just a little different format for you. So let's go ahead. We're going to jump into our first break. The breaks tonight, absolutely no rhyme, no reason, because these are just songs that I love, okay? And I hope you like it, because that's about as good as it's going to get. No, I'm just kidding. Hopefully it's some music that you like to pat your foot and bob your head to, though, okay? All right. So we will go ahead and jump into the first break. And then on the outside of that, it will be time to bring in the ladies. Talk week 13 NFL recap. Oh, yes, it is the ladies of sports. LL Sports 2 with DJ.
Abundantly be the overweight lover MC.
that's how you kick off a show on a Wednesday night when your team just whoop you down, because it was all right with me. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And it's all right that I go ahead and bring in, 347-826-7924. That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports. Yeah, I'm probably going to be all over the place tonight, y'all. So y'all just, bear with me and keep up, okay? I'm gonna try to slow it down as much as I can, but you know it's woo-hoo! But right now I'm bringing in the ladies, so it's the triple threat in the house tonight. Janelle Ain't Lou.
It's all right with you, ma'am.
It's all right.
It's all right with us too.
Okay. Janelle Ain't Lou. Good evening, ladies.
Yes, good evening, ladies.
Yes, I'm so ready to talk some sports, y'all. We are now live on Facebook. Everybody, shout out to you. Laurice, I see you. William Gilliard, thank you so much for tuning in. Da-da, I see you in the house. What's up, Reginald Johnson? DeMarcus, what's going on? Welcome back. I see you, my brother. Anthony, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. I see you, Sha-Sha, I see you. I'm going back. Is it Melvin? And my Auntie Kim in the house. I do want to say, don't forget to share the show, follow it. You already know Denise Green is holding down the fort for your girl on that timeline. All right, so, yep, here we go. Janine, thank y'all so much for tuning in to the show tonight. All right, so, let's see as I said at the top of the show, format a little bit different tonight. Hopefully we will get to, you know, everything that's on the whatever this is, production sheet. But, you know, we're going to get to what we can get to. But right now we're going to get to week 12 recap. Started off Thursday Night Football. It's week 13. I'm so sorry, y'all. I don't even know what I want to say. Micah, I see in the house. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Yes, week 13 NFL recap. We are definitely not going backwards. But it kicked off Thursday night, Seahawks at the Cowboys. What a game this was. I don't know about you ladies, but I don't know if I was expecting this kind of a shootout. It was kind of a shootout to me. No defense in this game. I wasn't expecting that. How about you ladies?
Yeah, it was no defense. I was expecting some, but, hey, they was all on the boards.
Yes, indeed. So, Janelle, your thoughts on just no defense? Except for the very
literally,
last.
Literally, no defense. I love a good defense. I guess they wasn't in the mood to play any. I don't know what happened with that.
Yeah, unless it was the final play. When the Seahawks, I don't know what they were thinking, but they did not block Micah Parsons at all on that fourth and whatever the yardage was, and the game was over. I said, really? So we're not guarding Micah Parsons anymore? Okay, that's what we're doing, Seahawks. But Seahawks gave it a go, though. And, hey, Lou, I knew you were trying to change or wishing you had changed your pick throughout the game. But I know you're glad that, you know.
No, I didn't. I was just saying it was looking like they win. Even when I don't pick them, I would love for them to win because they're getting, you know, they're getting placed higher and having a better chance to be in the playoff. But I knew deep down that they probably wasn't going to win. But, you know, you keep hope alive anyway.
I understand. I ain't going to lie to you, though. Halfway through the game, I was like, are these Seahawks really going to pull this? Oh, the Cowboys going to do what Cowboys do and just let us. I really thought that the Seahawks were going to pull this off halfway through the game. But then I was like, okay, well, at least my picks are right. And they did keep the Seahawks down for us, so that was good. But the Cowboys held on 41-35. Prescott had a really good game, 29-41, 299 yards, three touchdowns. CD Lamb, he was all over the place, 116 yards off of 12 receptions, had a touchdown. The Cowboys are now 4-0 and averaging 42 points per game since their Week 9 loss at Philadelphia. For the Seahawks, Geno Smith, 23 of 41, 334 yards, three touchdowns, had a rushing touchdown as well as an interception. Charbonnet, he was I thought his stats were going to be higher than this because it seemed like they were calling his name a lot on Thursday night, but 19 rushes, 60 yards, a touchdown. The Seahawks are averaging a league-high 7.6 penalties per game and 67.3 penalty yards per game. in 2023. And these are the two most penalized teams in the NFL, hence 200 yards in penalties in this game, but zero punts. Everybody was scoring. Again, no defense. But, hey, Lou, talk about the Seahawks and how well they did on Thursday night. Were you impressed or surprised?
I was thinking that they was going to give it a good shot because, you know, they were supposed to be the underdogs anyway. So I figured that they would play well. But I was kind of surprised because the way they was keeping it going, I was like, oh, my goodness, these old boys are playing. But then Dallas had a way of trapping them, and they trapped them, and they stopped them in the fourth quarter. And I had to go get a drink of water because I knew that the score was going to be, our lead was going to get farther and farther away.
You better work that on in there.
I had to go with Dr. King, up in Dr. King. But, yeah, but it was a great game, though. Like you say, no defense. And, as you know, Gino, he keeps proving to me that he has the skills and he doesn't give up. You know the boy was playing injured. Come on, all up in the injuries.
Yeah, he was. But they did that, though. I was very surprised. It was a really good game, though. It really was, even with no defense. Janelle, what were your thoughts? Surprised or?
Honestly, I really was surprised. I thought the Cowboys were going to run all over the Seahawks, but that Geno Smith had something else on his mind. He was like, "Nah, y'all think we're coming in here to play games with y'all? We're not. We're trying to take a win back."
Yeah.
They came close. And for them to get, I think it was their total yardage was just like maybe six or seven. Somewhere between 5 and 7 less than the Cowboys, and they didn't get a win. That was amazing. That was absolutely amazing. They put up a real fight.
Yeah, they really, really did. Start the game off with that touchdown pass, well, what, 15, 20-yard pass to DK Metcalf, and then he took it to the house. I was like, okay, Seattle has come to play. I don't know if it was, you know, coming off of that Thanksgiving loss with, you know, the Niners having to travel to Dallas, a shortened week. Like I said, that first touchdown drive from the Seattle Seahawks really impressed me. And I was like, okay, they have come to play. And then when it was just, it seemed like it was just a juggernaut, you know, back and forth. For the Cowboys not to... And I'm going to say this, not to let me down, because let's be real, they generally play to the level of their competition. Not to say that the Seahawks aren't a good team, but we all know that the Cowboys are the better team. And the Cowboys tend to play down, you know, they rise to the occasion a lot of times, but then they also kind of fall, i.e. losing to the Cardinals. But the Cardinals seem to be beating a lot of teams this year. But anyway, very happy to see a competitive game on Thursday Night Football. I really was. So shout out to the Cowboys and to the Seahawks for making that entertaining. But let's go ahead and get to the game of the week. I you know, normally I save the Niners for last, you know, because I try to be politically correct because I want to give opportunity to talk about everybody else's team. But not tonight. Not tonight, y'all. So all my Niners fans, come on, y'all. Come on, get on the timeline here. King Arthur, I see you in the house. Alexander Foster, what's going on, Alexander? Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Amar, I see you. My Auntie Karen sending prayers and well wishes to my cousin, Shalonda. Y'all please keep Smith family lifted in prayer. But let's talk about the game of the week. 49ers, Eagles, Niners talking, specifically Deebo Samuel, even on the opposing team with the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, saying that a lot of Niner fans, a lot of Niner players complaining about what happened, that, you know, the Niners weren't healthy. Well, guess what? We knocked out your quarterback. Not that your quarterback got hurt, but we knocked your quarterback out. So what are you going to do about it? Basically, they said, you know, what in the words of Jim Brown, what you going to do, Niners? Well, you ask, and it shall be given. Oh, Lord have mercy, y'all. Let's just talk about that game of the week Sunday night. It was the 49ers, it was the Eagles, and the 49ers came to play. Yes, they did. It was the Niners, 42, the Eagles, 19. Now, let's be real, because your girl is a realistic fan. First quarter had me shaking in my boots. Every part of my body was probably shaking in that first quarter. Purdy looked absolutely shell-shocked. The offense was anemic, and I thought we were in trouble. Even though the defense held the – when A.J. Brown caught the route and he ran up, I was like, okay, oh, goodness, what's going on here? They picking up right where they left off. But then the defense held them to 3 points. Offense gets back on the field, three and out. We had a negative 6 yards in the first quarter, y'all, in case anybody didn't know. Negative 6 yards in the whole first quarter. So then they come back down. Defense holds them again to 3 points. Offense gets back on the field. Another three and out. Now, what does that mean? Anytime an offense goes three and out, what does that mean? That means your defense is steadily on the field. So if my defense is steadily on the field in the first quarter, what does that mean for the rest of the game? And then it clicked. I don't know what happened. I don't care what happened. But the 49ers had six opportunities to score, and we scored touchdowns on every last one of them. It was like everybody got a piece of the rock. I'm wearing Kittle right now because Kittle didn't get a touchdown, but in every touchdown there was, Kittle was in the play. Did you see it? Did you see 85? He was either blocking, guarding, blocking, running. Shout out to Kittle, okay? Shout out to George Kittle. Debo was on fire. Purdy was on fire. McCaffrey was the offensive line. IU, Jennings even did a stiff arm. Oh, my goodness. Y'all, I could go on and on and on and on and on. But I want to hear what everybody's saying on the timeline. But, ladies, y'all help me. Help me here. Was this a premonition of what could possibly be coming up in the NFC? Hey, look, oh. I want you to check that out. But Janelle, I want you to marinate on that question right there for me. Hey, Lou, I want you to kick it off for me.
Kicking it off, you want? What was the question? Are we seeing a different type of Eagle? Well, the Eagles are good. Yeah, they're a good team, but I don't think they're better than the 49ers. And like I said, they haven't really been playing up to par. Like, it seemed like they lost something when they lost that Super Bowl last year because they've been making a way to win, but I know that one man could not have done it with all those guns that you guys had. You had too many guns. You had pistols. You had rifles. You had AK-47s. And so they had to go down because they had a shotgun over there. But shotgun can't get everybody. Y'all had machine guns.
What'd you say? We had the whole arsenal. The whole
You had it all,
United,
baby.
United States Air Force was on display. Stop it, Lou. Okay. So in answering, yeah, because I know it was a loaded question. So basically, you feel like the 49ers put on display that we were the better team. Or was it just that the Eagles had a bad day? That was really the gist of my question, but I believe that you answered it with all of the arsenal that the 49ers
had. Yeah, they could have had a bad night, but they came up against the 49ers. Y'all probably play, once a year or something? Do y'all normally have games y'all play a year, you guys against the Eagles normally?
No, it all depends on how the schedules fall out. So if we play the whole NFC East division, then yeah. But generally, you only play them on a consistent basis if you continue to rank the same in your division each year. So because we're number one, because they're number one, then yeah, we generally see each other. That's why we've been seeing each other a lot more lately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just think that they weren't a better team. Now, Hurts is bad. I think Hurts is a better quarterback than Purdy, but his whole team got to pull it up. Y'all have when them two black guys came back, it was on and cracking. Just got to call what I see when I see it, call a spade a spade.
We talking Samuels and the other man. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who are you? Oh, you talking about Ayuk? Or
who you? Who was out with Samuel? They both weren't playing, and y'all lost three in a row.
Yeah, Trent Williams, our offensive line.
Okay, that's what I'm talking
about. I got you. Okay. All right, 347-826-7924. That's the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight. Hold on, I got to get to the timeline, y'all. Got the people talking to us, so let's see. William says, stop Niners. Come on, William, let's talk about it. King Arthur says, who's the best in the league? Bang, 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 not a gang. Brian Taylor, thank you so much for tuning in. Larice says, yes, yes, bang, bang. Alexander says, that thing was a crazy game. Yeah, it wasn't crazy. It was wonderful. That's what it was, Alexander. Let's see, Amar says, I told people we would beat Eagles 40-17. I was close on the score. I knew we would blow them out. Okay. All right. Denise says, Purdy scared me too in the first quarter. Defensive team was amazing. Yes, we were. Sasha, I was confident that we was the much better team. Okay. All right, y'all. Janelle, did the 49ers put our talents on display, or was it a bad day for the Eagles?
Okay, let me be clear on something, because I have been telling you since last year when y'all got duped because of that quarterback situation that you guys were the better team. You all are the more complete team, not just your defense and your offense, but your special teams too. The Eagles did not have a bad game. The 49ers were the better team. Even there were two Eagles that played the game that got interviewed who point blank said we just weren't good enough. We didn't, you know, that, and it's for them to admit that, thank you so much for admitting that, because, yes, you are not good enough. I don't care what anybody says. Everybody's allowed to have their own opinion. But what I am very tired of is the 49ers not getting their flowers. They still, and you just heard Ms. Lucinda say, Hurts is a better quarterback. They still are not giving you guys you just do. Brock Purdy, everybody is just looking at him. Wait.
Okay.
I gave you a chance. I didn't interrupt you. Brock Purdy is being looked at just because he came in the league as Mr. Irrelevant. They're holding on to that and not giving that boy his just due, because he is playing like a veteran. He is not Mr. Irrelevant, nor is he a lower-tier quarterback. This boy is elite, and he has proven it since he stepped out on the field last year when he had to step up after Garoppolo got hurt. I'm so sick, and you know, we were just talking about the Dallas Cowboys. You know, I'm so sick of Michael Parsons right now. I don't know what to do with myself, because he talked so bad about the 49ers and just said that the Eagles just had a bad game. No, nobody was sick. The quarterback got hurt because the defense shut them down. Yes, at the beginning of the game, I was a little nervous, but I knew that once you got settled down, it just always seems that when you play somebody that you usually play hard, because sometimes that happens when you guys play the Seahawks, that first quarter, it takes you guys a minute to get yourselves acclimated. But once you get that rhythm, it's over. And that's exactly what happened. The Eagles did not score in the second quarter because the defense was not giving them a chance to. When I say on the defensive side, I was so excited because between Gibson and oh my God, Greenlaw slammed somebody down so bad. I was like, is that boy going to be able to get up? I mean, your defense was killing them. They were wearing them out. There was no way they were going to win that game. Now, the fact that they didn't score more than 20 points, that was icing on the cake for me, because I've been saying that you guys got robbed last year. And even though last week when we talked about this, you point blank said, I wish everybody would quit saying that this is a rematch, because it's not a rematch. But literally everybody was saying it was a rematch. And the 49ers proved that had they been healthy last year, they would have been the ones in the Super Bowl. They proved it. I want everybody to be quiet talking about, oh, the 49ers this and the 49ers that. No, no, no. The 49ers are the best team in the league right now. not the Cowboys, not the Chiefs, not the Eagles, the 49ers.
Well, I think I don't even – ain't nothing else I really can say except for reading the timeline. Hey, Lou, I do want to give you an opportunity, though, to revisit your statement about what you were saying about Jalen Hurts.
Oh, okay. I wasn't taken from Purdy, but I, Lucinda Taylor, believe that Hurts is a better quarterback than Purdy. Now, Purdy, he did his thing, but the 49ers is a team, are the best team in the league right now. Y'all have some shooters. I mean, I'm talking about some sharpshooters. Y'all got some heavy-duty ones on that team. A quarterback can't take you and you win every game. You got to have support on the team, and you guys have some bad boys. That's what I'm talking about, and I'll stick to it.
Yeah, we. I do think now, if I'm being realistic, saying that Purdy is in MVP talk, do I necessarily agree with that? I'm not sure, because to me, I think if anybody has proved they are MVP on the 49ers, it's Debo Samuel. Because as Debo goes, we see what happened when him and Trent were out of the game. Now, mind you, Purdy did, in that Browns game, he did take us down the field. It was the kicker who missed the field goals. In the Minnesota game, it does appear that Purdy was concussed, and he was probably seeing 14 people out there, because we still don't know who he was throwing to in that third quarter, where he kept getting all those interceptions. And then to follow up with that, was he really healthy coming into the game with the Bengals? And the Bengals were just a better – I can't say they were a better team. Let me take that back. Joe Burrow was hitting his stride, and we just didn't play well. So to be an MVP talk, now his numbers, you can't take that from him. He's up there with the Jalen Hurts, the Dak Prescott. What he means to the team, yes, he is MVP caliber, I guess. But for me, and as you know, Alu said, for Tina D, I would have to say either – Debo, and then a strong second would be CMC, Christian McCaffrey, if you're talking MVP.
I was just getting ready to ask you, because I'm like, McCaffrey been killing it again this year. He's another one on the team that I think that was the best trade for you guys, but the dumbest move for the Panthers.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest move.
Yeah, well, thank you. But we see how dumb they are. They gave us CMC and Steve Wilkes. And shout out to Steve Wilkes, because I don't know if it's just him being out down on the sidelines now, coming down from the booth, but that defense is – our defense is elite once again. I was a little worried. I'm not going to lie. And if you're a real 49er fan, I think you had to kind of question what was going on with our defense in that little lull. But whether if he just went back to what made us good – if whatever it is he implemented, but that plan that they had for Jalen Hurts was executed to perfection. They were not going for sacks. They were not going to try to get him on the ground. They were trying to manipulate him and to keep him in the pocket, to put pressure on him and to make it so that when he did throw the ball, when he did get out of the pocket, there was nobody to throw it to. And they, like I said, the defense executed that to perfection. Now, I do want to get to the phone lines because there's people who want to talk to us, but I also want to get to the Greenlaw and the security situation. So, ladies, hold on to that. We're going to talk about that. Wanted to call in and talk to us. Lou from New Jersey, is that you?
It is.
Hello. What's on your mind?
What's up, Lou?
Well, now down to the last week of the season, and the Jets don't even know who they are or what they are anymore. I mean, now they want to change quarterbacks, but it's not going to matter. Because there's still a trash dump in the AFC, which the whole division right now, except for Miami, has been in shambles. Even Buffalo is good. And they were expected to be at top of the East this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, let me ask you this. So what are your thoughts on going back to Zach Wilson?
Well, like I said, here we go again. But then again, you wouldn't have anybody else. I mean, you know, Rodgers is not coming back. I mean, it would be a mistake for him to come back anyway. And, of course, Boyle, a bust, as usual. So they said, you're out of here. Simeon, well, and it's supposed to get somebody else, but he just got the practice squad from Seattle. So we're stuck with Wilson. Of course, if he does Harbaugh again, he's not going to be benched again. I mean, has he gotten better? So this does baffle me.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I mean, could he improve? Sure. But then again, Wilson, since he's been here, he hasn't done much. I mean, you know, we were doing fine last season and then the last four games. And this year he was benched twice. Has he learned his lesson?
Okay. All right. Any thoughts on the Eagles 49ers game?
You know, that game went exactly as I thought it was going to go. And I thought the 49ers were going to win, and I thought they were going to mop the floor with them. And I was right. So for all you naysayers out there, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. I knew the 49ers were going to win. I knew it.
Okay. All right.
I had no doubt.
All right.
Now, the Chiefs, I think, are a bit of a mess right now. I mean, they're not playing like they were, you know, last year. But then again, hey, it is tough to repeat from last year. You know, let's get that straight right now. I mean, Kansas City's still hanging around, you know, has a shot to win, you know, the division. But I think there's a little something missing from, you know, last year's team.
Okay. All right.
And I think maybe Travis Kelce needs to get his mind off Terrace Swift and get his mind on the game.
Say that again?
I think that, Travis has to keep his mind off Taylor Swift and keep his mind on the game. Remember, you still got five games to play left, regular season and playoffs. And if you mess this up, you know what it's going to be on. It'll be like, you know, Gary Underwood and, you know, and that is all over again.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. This will be the last show of the year, so happy holidays to you, okay?
I've got two shows left in the year with me. So I'm on this week and next week, 4 to 6, 512-543-4662 is the number. We're going to be looking at CFB Coswell playoff. I'm also going to discuss about the controversy of a certain team that didn't get two certain teams that did not get in but should have. But, of course, I think there's maybe some cahoots behind it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. we'll look also at the NBA so-called in-season tournament final, because the final is on Saturday, and also do a Heisman review. Because the Heisman Trophy itself will be on after the show, so we're going to do a Heisman preview and see if any of the predictions match me. They probably don't, because they never do. So it's going to be a jam-packed show, and it's part one of the college football bowl games, because we can't do all 687 of them in the same show. Oh, boy.
Okay. All
you
right.
Get the idea. Yeah.
Sounds
good.
So
you got
Thank
this week and next week, and then this week and next week, 4-6 Eastern time. After that, we're on a holiday sabbatical.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'll definitely try to get you a week after next, okay? But happy holidays to you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye now. 347-826-7924. That is the number to call to talk to us. Let's go jump back to the phone line. This fan has been missing for a while, but he's back. Micah, is that you?
What's going on, sister girl?
Bang, bang, Niner gang. Let's talk about it, Micah.
We did the damn thing, didn't we? Them boys did that damn thing. Them boys did that damn thing. And I knew it was coming. I told everybody it was coming. And
what was the best part of the win for you, Micah?
Going on Facebook, on all these pages, my nephew's sports page, and it's dominated by Eagles fans, and just listen to the excuses. I knew it was going to happen because I'm humble. I know I'm 60 years old. I know how to. I pick my spots. I don't get on there bragging. Then we lose, you got to explain. You let them talk when the game's over, then you get on and you attack them. And that's what I did.
Uh-huh.
You just go at them. And just to see complete – I think Kyle took his time at the start of the game, because if you notice, McCaffrey didn't touch the ball in the first quarter.
The whole first quarter. I was like, wait a minute, what's going on?
I think that was planned, man, because he has a script. He deviated from his script.
Mm.
I think he did that on purpose. And the defense, you know, it could have worked against us, but the defense held him to 6 points.
Right. Let me ask you this, because this is what I felt like Purdy was a little PTSD. I'm not going to lie to you, which I totally would understand. I mean, that is where he was injured, and it was the NFC playoff game. So I felt like the first two couple series, he was just a little gun shy or like
no,
in
no,
his
no.
head.
I don't think that's it at all. I think Shanahan put him in drop back situations. Just put him in there just to let him get that out of his system.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because normally we're going to run the ball. I don't care if we get our first series. McCaffrey's touching the ball once. He didn't touch the ball. We had three series. He didn't touch the ball.
Exactly.
So I think
that's
he wanted,
what I'm saying. I could have helped Purdy.
I think that was by design.
Mm, okay. Well, it worked.
I think that was by design. And another thing, on top of that, a lot of people have been saying, you know, well, the Eagles were tired. They played all these games, you know, it's X amount of days and all that. But no one's even remembering. The Niners did the same thing the week before. We played after the bye week, we played Jacksonville. Then we played Tampa Bay. And then a couple of days later after that Tampa Bay game, we played Seattle on Thanksgiving. So we did it in 13 games too. But you don't hear nine. And we traveled for that away game. It was an away game. You didn't hear the Niners complaining about all the games they jammed in 13 games.
13 days.
You
okay.
know?
Good point.
That's the point that everyone's missing. The Niners did the same thing.
Yeah.
And
they're doing everything.
Huh?
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's the point that no one brings up. And the people are doing any and everything in their powers to downplay the Niners' success. And it's horrible. It's horrible how they're downplaying the Niners' success and how they're not making Brock, giving him his proper dues. Think about that. Peyton Manning played there. Everyone says, oh, he played with Hall. He's got all these great players around him. He's this, he's that. Peyton Manning played with a bunch of Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
You know, no one ever said anything about that. Kurt Warner played with the greatest show on turf. They're a bunch of Hall of Famers. No one. They always talk about how great Kurt Warner is, but now Brock, he's in a situation with great players around him. Oh, he's not doing it. It's the players making it. It's the players around him. He's still got to deliver the ball.
That's true.
He's still got to deliver. And he shows his value and his worth. You saw what we were without him, and you see what we are with him. And as much as Jimmy G took us there, took us here, took us there, but we're 12 points better with Brock Purdy. We scored 34 points a game with Brock. We score 22 with Jimmy.
Yeah, the Jimmy Garoppolo comparison, honestly, though, I think outside of 49er fans, everybody knows we won in spite of Jimmy. It was never because.
In spite of Jimmy.
We won
in spite
of
Jimmy. That's right.
Yeah.
In spite. We
it
won
was a
games.
Team effort.
We had to fight to win games when we should have been blowing teams out. Because in the third quarter, Jimmy would always come up with an interception, a way to keep the other team in the game.
Exactly.
Boys, what do you think, Son? What do you think about what's going on now with Dallas and Philly?
Me in what way? The game.
Well, if Dallas beats them, us Niners fans should be Dallas fans this weekend because
Dallas wins. We got the number one seed.
We got the number one seed.
Yeah.
And on top
and
of
we
that,
have to win out. If Dallas wins, we're the number one seed. Oh,
and
don't
mark my words, Seattle has a shot at beating Philly. Seattle has a shot at beating Philly. They have a good shot at beating Philly.
Okay,
you better say it, man. You better say it.
That would be even
do.
Better. But
they
we
do.
Need
they
one
have
of them.
A great shot.
One
We're
of
going
two.
To get both of them. I think both of them are going to be because Philly, you see what Our secondary did to their defensive backs. There's going to be a shootout, but Dallas is going to outscore them.
Yeah.
Okay?
And Dallas should have won the first meeting.
Dallas is going to outscore them. Say it again?
Yeah. Dallas should have won the first meeting when they played two weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and now they're at home.
Seattle
almost
beat Dallas last week.
Right.
Seattle almost. See, that's the thing. We have defense. We have a defense. No one's going to put up those. Dallas is not going to put up those points on us. I don't care who they are. And they're not going to be able to stop us, first of all, and they're not putting up that many points on us.
Right.
So if we win out, we have some games. Take them, go ahead, play them, take them serious, and just buckle down and win. If Dallas beats them, we can win out and win that number one seed. Because Philly's going to lose two games before they got to lose these two games, next two games. Because then they got a cakewalk. They got the Giants and Sister Mary of the Blind. They're going to be okay the last few weeks.
You know, I never say that a divisional game is a cakewalk. I never say that. You never know.
They're playing the
but
Giants.
Regardless,
playing
we need
the
to win. We have to take care of our business. We got to take care of our business.
And Christian McCaffrey he's the linchpin. Debo's the trendsetter. Debo's the tone setter. And Christian McCaffrey is the linchpin.
Yeah.
Once he gets going, everything comes off of that because we are a right-handed team and we run better to our left behind Big Trent. We are a problem. And Avery Thomas is playing good opposite Ward on the opposite side. He's playing well. And Lenore in the slot, playing slot. Those boys are playing, man. And this you can see what Chase Young brings to the team. He helps out everything because you can't concentrate on Bosa now.
That's
you got to concentrate on both sides.
And you still
he
got
makes everybody around him better.
Yeah. Yeah, we are a force to be reckoned with. That is all I can
say. If we stay healthy, I don't think nobody can do nothing with us if we stay healthy. Because Kyle is in his bag with that play calling, man. This time I'm looking at the TV and I don't know where the ball at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the ball at. People going all over the place. Next thing you know, somebody running the end zone.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
He is in his bag.
All right, Micah. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight. We missed you.
Yes. I finally had a night off, so I wanted to get in and holler at you ladies.
All right. Well, thank you, and happy holidays to you.
Same to you. I'll talk to you next year. Give everybody my best.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, Aunt Lou, how you doing?
Hey, darling, how you doing?
I'm trying to make it do what it do up here in Dirty Jersey, baby. I'm trying to make it happen.
Well, you make it do what it do and send me some snow for Christmas.
All right. I wish I could. You ladies be good. Have a great holiday, all of you. Love to you.
All right.
Love you, too. Be safe.
All right.
Bye.
Later.
3478267924. That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL. Before we get off this game, we did have two ejections from Dre Greenlaw, number 57, our linebacker, and the security, some security man for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, just to give a little context, so Dre Greenlaw was doing what Dre Greenlaw does, playing defense, and he promptly, Dre was not out of bounds doing something because as a 49er fan, we all know, leave it up to Dre to cost us at least 15 to 30 yards a game because he's always hitting people out of bounds. But this finally was a legal hit. And then the security man for the Philadelphia Eagles, what is his name? Let's see, DeSandro, that's what I know his last name is, Dom DeSandro. He's the head of security for the Philadelphia Eagles. He decides to push one Dre Greenlaw. And Greenlaw was waiting, wait a minute now. You don't even have on a uniform and you putting your hands on me? Now, I don't know what the signal or what the inference was. He put his hand, I don't know if he was trying to put his hand and bring it up underneath his nose, if he was trying to push him in the teeth. I really don't know what Dre Greenlaw was trying to do. But he did make contact with security. And Dre Greenlaw was promptly ejected from the game. Now, mind you, the security man was ejected as well. But I don't know, ladies. I just want your overall thoughts. One, do you think the ejection for Greenlaw was appropriate? And then two, how do you think that the NFL should handle the fact that head of security put their hands on a player in the play of game?
Janelle, kick that off for us.
Okay. So I honestly feel that first off, this guy, I can't think of his name again. I know you just said it, but I can't think of his name. Head of security apparently is a beloved member of this of their security. Because when I tell you that everybody knows who he is, yes, when I'm watching the games, I see him on the sideline, but he's not a player. He's not a coach. So he's not important to me. But I feel like because they can't punish him the way that they can punish a player, then they need to punish the Eagles team. They need to be fined because you know they fined in Greenlaw. Now, I can't fault Greenlaw because, if I'm not mistaken, it's the play that I was talking about where Greenlaw literally put that boy on his back. That was just thinking off. He put that boy on his back, and the guy got upset. He stood up. Before you know it, it's, you know, they're gathering. But as whether you're security for whoever, you don't put your hands on a player. That's not your concern. First off, it's up to the teammate to separate their players. That, you don't have nothing to do with this. Your job is to keep people from the stands from coming down and interfering with the players. Don't put your hands on nobody. I'm not trying to be, you know, difficult, but you keep your hands to yourself and do your job. Let me do mine. That's all I'm saying. So yeah, you know Greenlaw's getting fined. Let's just be clear on that. He's gonna have to come out of pocket for what he did. But in my opinion, he was not because I've watched that, you know, every, you know, I sports show all day long, and I've seen that particular situation several times, and it doesn't look like he's trying to do anything to the security guard. It looks like he's still having a conversation with the player. So I disagree with the fact that they tossed him out. I don't agree with that at all. But yeah, I think that they both need to be both Greenlaw and the Eagles need to be fined because you're not getting ready to fine one and not punish the other when he had no business putting his hand on Greenlaw in the first place.
Okay, so just so that I make sure I understand, so you even with Greenlaw putting his hands on the security guy, do you think he should have been ejected? Or just fine?
No, because it was unintentional. He hit him. He pushed him first. So obviously, if somebody pushed you, I don't know about anybody else in the world, but I'm a very mild-tempered person. Until you push me the first time, I'm going to do everything in my power not to put my hands on you. But we all know men don't work like that. You put your hands on me, I'm laying you down. That's how it works.
Right. Right. Okay. What's up? I see you. Marvin, thank you so much. Marvin Rogers, Eric, I see you in the house. I'm going to get to all these comments here, but thank you so much, y'all. I love the dialogue. Dad, what's going on? Love you, my brother. You already know. Is that Teron Henry? Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's see. Ricardo, follow me at LLSports2TJ on TikTok and IG. Casey Palmer, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Tasha, what's going on with you, 49er dude? I see you in the house. Y'all keep the dialogue coming. Okay. Hey, Lou, what are your thoughts? Do you agree that Greenlaw and the security guy should have been ejected? And how do you think that the NFL should punish the security guy?
I agree with Janelle. To be honest with you, I read about it because I couldn't get to find that game for nothing. I had to watch it on my phone. You know how you just have it and it shows them doing plays, but I couldn't see nothing live. That was the best game of the week, and I could not get it televised, but I followed it.
Well, that's just hating California now, ain't Lou? You got to talk to your service provider.
I have Spectrum, but, you know, Spectrum, I can see a lot of games, but I could not find y'all. And Daniel wasn't available to put me on PlayStation because he can get some of that stuff on PlayStation. Girl, I was hurting because I was like, man. But I followed it from my phone, though, but it's not the same.
Yeah, I definitely understand. Now, that should have been on your, like, your national network, like a CBS or Fox or something like that.
Oh, no, it wasn't on those. I had those available, but I think he probably could have got it on his PlayStation because he'd be doing some stuff. It was some game we didn't see last week, but he was able to get it on there. It wasn't as clear at times, but at least we got to see it, but not this past week or the week before. But I could not get that game. And I just figured the 49ers would be showing, they would be televising on local channels out here, but it wasn't.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I thought. 49er dude says, you need to get a bootleg fire stick.
What is a bootleg box, sir? What is that? What is that?
So that's basically a fire stick that somebody rigged for you. That, you know, that kind of opens it up. And but, you know, we don't stamp that here on LLC. If you do it, we don't know. Okay, that's me. (847-826-7924) That's for the ladies of sports on LL Sports 2. So, you know, I really have a problem. And my apologies. Greenlaw did get flagged on that play for unnecessary roughness. Again, it's football. I don't know what they expect. At least he did it inbounds this time. But I have a problem, though, that he got ejected. I'm with you. The man pushed Greenlaw. You know, I don't know when it stopped being when it was against the rules for players to go at each other on the sidelines, and that's what was going on. Yeah, Dre Greenlaw did what he always does in the game, and he made some offensive player feel the wrath of 57. That's what he does, okay? And as long as you're able to get up and go back in the huddle, everything should be fine. So what all the melee was, you know, on the sidelines, we'll never know. But for the security man to initiate and put his hands on a player, I don't think you can penalize or punish the player for his reaction. Here you have a man that's just in street clothes to him, just putting his hands on you. Come on now. I just don't understand how the NFL thought it was legitimate to eject Greenlaw. And so I think because of that ejection, then they were forced to, eject the security man. But I do think that the NFL needs to bring down some type of punishment. I agree. I believe it was you, Janelle, saying that they need to find the organization, because what we cannot have going forward are anybody on the sideline thinking that they have the right to put their hands on another player. You can't start that. The NFL did send a memo to all teams on Wednesday, this afternoon, saying, a quote, "Please ensure that all members of your game day staff understand that their role does not extend to being involved with game day altercations and that they must refrain from such involvement," end quote. So let's hope that the Philadelphia Eagles letter came with a little citation, like how you get the citation in the mail when you run the red light. Hopefully the Eagles, they receive some type of fine there. But shout out to the Greenlaw, though. I think every team needs them a Greenlaw. But Mr. DeSandro,
he is like the Draymond Green of y'all's team. I promise you, he is.
Yes, he is, because he does not care. Every single week, Greenlaw is being penalized. You might as well 30 yards to a Greenlaw penalty. Yeah. So shout out to you, Dre. But for him to get ejected, though. But shout out to, you know, our defense. Still, you know, didn't miss a beat. Lenore, he was so effective in our secondary. And but the offense, like I said, six times we had the ball and six times we scored. So shout out to my 49ers. I think we did put our names on the map. But once again, this was not a revenge game, okay? This is not a replay or do-over or redo, okay? The season still goes on.
You better tell the 49ers, because they sure shut them down like it was a revenge game.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm glad that they wore their black, because they said that, you know, they were going to a funeral, that they were, you know, killing the competition, which they did. Now, I'm going to say they did it. But they also know that it was just one game on the season. Like Purdy said, it was not revenge. It was week 13, and that's what they did. They took care of business. But, if we see you again, then you might want to strap up your boots there, Philadelphia Eagles. But hopefully they'll have to come to Levi's this time. 347-826-7924, the number to call y'all to talk to the ladies. All right. Well, I guess there were some other games. Let's go ahead, y'all, and talk about them.
Wow.
We'll talk about the good ones. Let's see here. I'll just go through the scores real quick. Chargers and Patriots, they might just need to go on forward for the rest of the season. 6-0. That was horrible. All right. Then we had the Lions and the Saints. The Lions had 21-0 lead with 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. So shout out to the Saints for at least scoring some points and making it a game. They did lose 28-33. But my question, ladies, is it time for Derek Carr to retire? He is now out again with the same three injuries, concussion, shoulder, and back.
Yeah, I believe it is, but here's the problem with that. If he retires, then they're going to be stuck with Winston, which we already know what kind of drama that's going to bring.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's their problem. They're going to have to figure it out because they should have had somebody other than Winston on the as a backup. But Derek Carr, I mean, this is two games and the back and the shoulder.
He needs to get his helmet redone like Tua did.
And CMC. No, I'm not going to laugh because concussions are very serious. But, yeah. Ain't Lou, any thoughts on the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, they probably need to get something fresh. Fresh wind blowing.
Okay. Who sung that song?
Holy Ghost. Sometimes you need some fresh. I mean, look at these young quarterbacks. I'm so impressed with some of these new young black quarterbacks on these teams.
Yeah.
They playing like they've been out here a while.
Yeah, and we're going to get to one of them because he is showing out. The Cardinals, they have been playing some ball since Kyler Murray came back, but the Steelers, they did lose their quarterback, Kenny Pickett. Risky had to come in to save the day there, but he didn't get saved. Cardinals 24, Steelers 10. Colts beat the Titans in a overtime game. This was a doozy, but I'm glad that it didn't stop the shout out to Chicago Pizza in Smyrna because they had my game on at 4:25, regardless of the overtime or not. But shout out to the Colts for that four-game win streak for the Colts, longest since 2018 for them. And the Colts offense, they have scored 20-plus points in 11 of their 12 games this season, so shout out to them. But for Tennessee, their kicker missed the point after touchdown, after tying it up with a touchdown with 5:26 left in the fourth. So that's why they had to go to overtime. Dolphins did what they always do, beating down lesser opponents, 45-15, the Commanders. Shout out to the Dolphins for their touchdown celebration, though. I thought that was too cute, the roller coaster ride. They did that.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was. But they maintaining, though, ain't they?
Yes. Yes, they are. So right now with the Ravens being on a bye, Dolphins currently hold the number one seed. So we'll see. The week 14 is going to be absolutely amazing. But for the Dolphins, they have a franchise-high third game of the season with 6-plus touchdowns. All right? Broncos and the Texans. What a game this was, and I knew it was going to be exciting. Shout out
it
to
was, wasn't it? I thought Russell was going to pull it off, but they just couldn't endure it to the end.
Yeah, shout out to Jimmy Ward. Old D'Amico took him from San Fran. It looks like he's staying healthy over there in Houston. But shout out to Jimmy Ward for getting that interception with 9 seconds left in the end zone. Just Broncos comeback there. But shout out to C.J. Stroud. He is really showing that he belongs in the NFL. A lot of people were questioning, you know, would he be ready coming in at the start of the season, kind of putting a knock on the Houston Texans, saying, you know, kind of throwing him into the fire. But with D'Amico Ryan at the helm, and D'Amico is a defensive coach, so looks like they have the right people around CJ. And shout out to Nico Collins for showing up in this game. 9 receptions, 191 yards, and a touchdown. He had a career high in targets, receptions, and receiving yards. And why this is so important is because their key wide receiver, Tank Dell, a rookie coming in this season with C.J. Stroud, out for the season with a broken tibula. A fractured tibula. Let me get it right. So trying to go in to help score the touchdown for Pierce, who is back, their running back, on the first drive of the game, and wide receiver Tank Dell, he is now out for the season. But the Texans, they snapped the Broncos' five-game win streak, and CJ is averaging the most yards per game by any rookie in NFL history, and 95 yards per game is what he's averaging. So shout out to them. And Denver, they were 0 of 11 on third down. But Denver, you know, still hanging in there. They're, what, 6-6
now?
They're
better than last year.
That's true, and that's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. Oh, goodness. 347-826-7924, that is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports 2. Shout out to everybody here on the timeline. I see in the house, is that Salami? I'm so sorry if I mispronounced it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Rashad, what's going on with you? Chris Kenny, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Let's see. Marty, what's going on with you? 49er dude says, I think Greenlaw was trying to point at number 6, Smith, on that alleged punch. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I don't know now because he was right there in the security guard's face. So I think it was intentional. It was, you know, why are you putting your hands on me, which I have no problem with. Mark Spencer, thank you.
No, I agree with that person that just made that comment. Because, like I said, I saw it several times, and he put his hand in his face. It was inadvertently. He was pointing behind him at the player that he had been arguing with.
Ah.
And he accidentally hit him on his cheek.
Oh, okay. So DeSandro just inserted himself all the way into the equation for no reason.
Yes.
But they need to give Greenlaw his money back. We need a petition. We need to petition the NFL. Give Greenlaw his money back for this game. Because, you know, you can't penalize a man for somebody else's actions. I just don't agree with that. But we shall see. We shall see. They did apologize, though, to each other, Greenlaw and the DeSandro dude. But I don't know if Greenlaw should apologize now. All right, here we go. 347-826-7924. Y'all hit us up. So we had, a divisional matchup here, the Panthers and the Bucks. The Panthers still are horrible, y'all. They are now 1-11.
Oh, you're so rude.
I'm sorry. Was that rude? I thought I said it with a smile. Okay. Moving on. Shout out to the Bucks, though. Mike Evans, 10 seasons. In all of his 10 seasons, he has reached 1,000-plus receiving yards. So shout out to him. And for the Carolina Panthers, 1-11. This ties the worst start that they've had through 12 games in franchise history. And they have allowed 47 sacks this season. That is fourth most in the NFL. All right. All right, then we have the Browns and the Rams. Are the Rams trying to make some noise? I thought that the Rams had been put to bed. I was trying not to have to worry about the Rams, the Cardinals, or the Seahawks. But Rams, you know, but they're sitting at 500 at 6-6. The Rams have now won 3 straight games following their bye in week 10, and they started out 3-6. So they're trying
to see what I'm saying. They ain't playing, TJ.
Yeah. Well, it looks like they are playing, ain't Lou? That's the problem.
When I say they ain't playing, meaning that they ain't playing in the lose, baby. They winning.
Yeah. I know. I was just trying to be funny. Guess it wasn't. My bad. But shout out to the Browns, though. You know, they were leading, and then the Rams, I think they scored the last 16 points of the game. So they won. Flacco is in now for the Browns. He was 23 of 44, 254 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. And, y'all, we said that we might not ever see this happen again. Well, guess what? It happened this year. Joe Flacco is the fourth quarterback to start for the Cleveland Browns. It's just a
Is he injured? Is he going to be all right? Lord knows. He was looking good, but he started looking bad.
It's a reason why Flacco has not been on anybody's team. He's been playing for practice squads. There's a reason. And we saw that when they played on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know what made them go bring him up, but my goodness, that was not a good idea.
Yeah, they probably putting, what's the name, Doris, something Robinson, whoever that rookie quarterback is for Cleveland, they probably putting him through the ringer right now. Can you play? Are you all right? Can you suit up? Because this ain't going to work. But yeah, Flacco, he is the fourth quarterback to start for the Browns this season. But Amari Cooper, he did leave with a concussion. So we'll have to see if he can pass concussion protocol and be out on the field this coming weekend. What? Say it ain't so, y'all. Say it ain't so. Sunday night football. Chiefs. Packers.
Lord, upset.
Packers. This was upset week. What you say? Another upset here. Packers took it to the Chiefs. And it wasn't close, y'all. The Chiefs were down 14-0 in the first half.
You better wreck.
16 straight wins in the month of December for the Packers, though. So shout out to them. Their last loss was in 2018. That's the last time they lost in December. Now, mind you, the month just started, so we'll see if they can keep that trend going. But yeah, we shall see. 16 straight wins. The Packers, let's see, for Love, 25-36, 267 yards with 3 touchdowns. For the Kansas City Chiefs, they are 0-4 when allowing more than 20 points or more, and they are 8-0 if they hold a team to 20 points or fewer. But a season low for the Chiefs, 22.9 points per game. This is the worst by Kansas City in the Mahomes era since 2008. But, you know, I think the thing about this game, it's that makeup, you know, the makeup call. The referees have got to stop inserting themselves and being a part of the game. One, they've got to get the calls right. Whether they need to put bifocals on these referees or maybe they need to put little screen TVs so that they can see things up close. But that should not have been a penalty for the Packers. Who was that? I can't remember who it was, but who they said hit Mahomes out of bounds. That was an inbound play, so it should not have been roughing the passer. And then to make up for that, the man played.
Yes.
Piggyback. The defender, the Packers defender was piggyback riding Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and they did not call pass. We all know that was a makeup call. But you cannot have that in the NFL. I'm sorry. These games mean too much, and there's not enough games to make up for, you know, inconsistencies like this. How you do not get a call on that pass interference, I don't know, ladies. I don't know. Just your thoughts, overall thoughts on that. That was horrible.
It was. I was like, I think they went to sleep, or either the glasses had something was going on with the glass. And then some of them didn't even have on glasses.
Yeah. Janelle?
We say it every year. They need to start penalizing these refs the way they penalize the players when they doing stupid stuff. This is ridiculous. And it would be one thing if we're talking about, you know, we always say that one call is not going to make a game. But when you... because it's up to the team who wants to win to actually play an entire 60 minutes. But when you blatantly, when a game is that close, when a touchdown is going to make a difference, when you make a call like that or don't make a call, when everybody in the doggone stadium can see, I mean, literally, he was on his back, not just for 1 or 2 seconds. The ball had not even left Jordan. I mean, Mahomes' hands, and he was riding on his back. It's like, what are you doing? You cannot do that. And I know the ref was standing right there, so I know he saw it. Okay, so you're just not going to do nothing, huh?
Yeah.
You're just going to stand here and just earn your paycheck doing nothing, huh? Is that what we're doing? Where can I get a job where I can stand around and do nothing and earn a paycheck? Because that's some garbage.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. It was a blatant makeup call, and you can't have that. You cannot have that in the NFL. Referees, y'all need to get together and find a better way, but I'm with you. When it's blatant like that, you need to start pulling these referees from games. You know, they already don't get paid enough. I mean, these are like part-time jobs for them, so for the majority of them. But there has to be some type of penalty because there's no other excuse for that. Stevie Wonder saw that.
And then that's who Cindy, you co-signed it. She said, Stevie Wonder, did you hear what she said? Terrible. Y'all are terrible.
That call was terrible. That's exactly what it was. But I tell you what, ladies, we got to put a quick pin in it right now because we got to jump to a break. Because on our flip side of this, it will be time for the baddest lady in the land when her pen hits that pad. And y'all, I think we have a mystery. I'm not gonna say a mystery sighting, but a fan favorite has returned. So let's go ahead, jump to this break, loosen lyrics, and then we will jump to the phone lines, y'all. Oh yeah, but right now it is roll call time. Janelle, are you with me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the house.
Hey, Lou, what say you?
Scooby-Doo, I'm here.
That's right. It's a triple threat in the house tonight, y'all. Janelle, Aunt Lou, TJ. We'll be right back after the break.
No secret. Ladies love sports too with TJ.
347-826-7924. That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports 2. Yeah, I went ahead and interrupted that because let's go ahead and get to what everybody is waiting on. You already know because that's what we're going to do. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what time it is. It is time for the baddest lady in the land when her pen hits bad. It's time for Cinder Lyric. So, Mr. Cinder, what's
good evening, LL Sports 2. I have a Week 13 summary for you. Two of our teams won and one lost. The losing team was my Seahawks.
Prescott and Company thumped us 41-35, thus keeping their five consecutive 20-point wins at home alive. We led into the fourth quarter, where the Cowboys fought back a little harder. Geno threw three touchdown passes to Metcalf, yet they lost the third consecutive time like giraffes. Smith also ran for a touchdown and threw 334 yards. He threw an interception which should not have been in the cards. The Falcons barely defeated the Jets 13-8. They played in the rain in a game they couldn't take. Both quarterback stats were low, and it was an ugly win, you know. After the first quarter, the Falcons developed a flow. Upsets. The Bengals conquered the Jags, and the Packers stopped the Chiefs. The Cardinals upset the Steelers, and from the Rams, the Browns found no relief. The 49ers embarrassed the Eagles 42-19. The Eagles led only the first quarter, it seemed. Purdy threw for 314 yards, four touchdowns, and Samuel was talking head all over town. He called the cornerback trash and dressed himself in black. Debo was talking a whole lot of smack. However, his performance was far from whack. Jalen Hurts was checked for a concussion, while the 49ers delivered destruction. This was the Eagles' first home loss, and those 49ers proved that they were the boss. I wish everyone a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. Know that Jesus is the reason for the season, my dear. Keep praise, thanksgiving, and love in the atmosphere.
All right, Aunt Lou. You did that. Without further ado, y'all, let me go to these phone lines. Let me go to these phone lines because this here one right here. Oh, is this Mr. Silicon Valley?
Oh, oh, oh.
Bang, bang, bang.
Hey, Shang-A-Lang Silicon, welcome home.
Hey, Aunt Lou, you know who the boss is. Them damn Niners.
Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah. I was up in Seattle last week. Well, week before last when we, you know, put the clamps down on you guys. It was a beautiful thing. Oh, yeah.
Next week it might be the same thing again.
Ain't no might. There is no might be. There's only is.
Say it, Marlon. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, talk about them Niners.
Man, I'm telling you, just like I posted in the chat, it's poetry in motion. Funny how, you know, the national pundits are finally starting to come around and get off their high horse. You know, Purdy's just a system guy. You know, Mr. Irrelevant, seven-round pick, last pick of the draft, whack, whack, whack. You know, how long are you going to say that? The dude is getting more and more like a surgeon. He knows Cal's offense inside and out, and Cal has the ultimate trust. And one of the things that I loved from that game is how him and Christian, you know, they got together on the sideline and adapted their play, you know, on his wheel route where, you know, he does usually – cut in or break to the outside, and
mm-hmm.
instead, you know, he, you know, went upfield. The linebacker was completely lost, and
mm-hmm.
so it's just stuff like that people don't realize. That's what Cal has been looking for, and he's got it in Purdy. And man, that kid's got incredible touch, and he sees the field. He knows where to go with the ball, and like I said, it is poetry in motion right now. So we stay healthy. That's our challenge right now is health.
Yes.
We stay
exactly.
healthy. I don't see anyone staying with us. It
exactly.
is too strong. The offense is too much. the defense knows how to adapt. You know, if a team has some strength, they know how to take it away. And I love how, you know, the D-line rushed, but primarily played contain, you know, with Hurts. And they basically put up a blueprint. Now, can somebody else do the same? You know, do they have the forces to stay committed? You know, and hey, let him sit there. You know, stay in your lanes. Don't let him break outside. And he is not a pocket passer. So, we have a lot of teams kryptonite because the team that we have assembled right now is hands down the best team for a 53-man roster inside the NFL.
Yes. Yeah, I totally agree. Marlon, we are what can stop us, and it's injury. I truly
believe that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and that's
and,
that's,
and
go ahead.
And the keys to that, you know, I think that we can sustain some, but long as we have our quarterback, I think we're going to be fine. And I love how, you know, Trent said it, you know, this week, you know, I mean, everyone, you know, could say, oh, you know, you don't know, you guys may have would have lost last year. I don't think so. I think we would have beat them last year, you know, if Purdy would have been healthy. And that this game really, really says so. Because even before he got hurt, he was starting to cook in that game last year. So, but I think, you know, at the same time, you know, I never want anyone to get hurt. But I think that that injury actually probably built in some more confidence into him. You know, because you come back stronger, you know, because if you never really had that kind of adversity, you don't know how to come back from it, and you learn from it. And so he's learned on the go. And when he was ready to go for training camp, I was like, all right, let's see. And then, you know, basically that just, as much as I wanted to see Trey, that just squashed it. And it's like, okay, Cal, this is your guy. Let's see what you could do with your handpicked guy that you really, really, truly believe in. And now we're seeing, you know, Cal and his offensive genius just go to work, because the weapons that we have, they're so versatile, you know, with Debo and CMC and Ayuk and Kittle. And I love, you know, the sprinkling in of Jennings. And I would like to see a little bit more of Bell, but – We got so many weapons.
We got so much.
But last week was so awesome. I mean, definitely a statement game. I love the guys coming out in all black. And, you know, with Ray Ray being out, I love that Debo went to Cal and said, hey, let me return kicks. And when he took that opening kick from 8 yards deep, I'm like, Debo, what you doing? Okay, I see you. So he wanted to initiate, you know, pain onto them. And it's like, oh, no, we coming to play. We coming to hit. And, you know, so, I love where this team is going. I'm probably more excited than I've been for a while. You know, even in the team, when we got out to that great run, we was winning, but we weren't dominant like this.
Right.
This is pure domination. When this team is healthy, we're putting up 30. And our defense is not giving up 30. So the only way you're going to beat us is we're going to have to beat ourselves. Because with these weapons that we got, we're going to score.
Yeah. It's a beautiful sight. It is. And it's beautiful to hear your voice on the phone line, Marlon. I cannot lie. What a wonderful way to end our year. Thank you.
Oh yeah,
Thank you, for sure.
I know I've been slipping, and because usually I'm trying to get back in the gym, get my candy arse back in shape and everything. But I'm gonna be a little bit more committed in 2-4.
All right. Well, we look forward.
Because we're gonna be celebrating that ring. So.
What? Oh, Marlon, from your lips to God's ear, Lord have mercy. I'm just smiling. It's a big if, and that's only because of what we've been in the past, what we've gone through in the past, you know, few seasons. So, week by week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One at a time, and like I say, just stay healthy, and we're going to be a locomotive, you know, come playoffs, and it's going to be nice.
Yeah. All right, love. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight, Marlon. We miss you. We miss you, baby.
Absolutely.
Love you.
Yes,
all right.
Love you, too, and you guys keep on having a great show.
Okay.
You, too.
Thanks.
You have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Be safe.
You got it. And a happy birthday, too. That's the main one.
Happy birthday. Celebrate. Yeah.
Capricorns, baby.
You better know it.
All right. Go Niners. Ah-ooh.
Not who that.
Can't say no who that. It's ah-ooh. We ain't got no who or D. And that's what he just said. Now, ain't low. There you go.
I said not who that, Heifer. I said not who that. I said who.
He ain't said not who, not that, not that.
Ain't gonna be in the way.
I got to stick up now. We got to leave that tap. All right, y'all. So I want to make sure we got – the Bengals and the Jags. Bengals might have a quarterback in Browning. 354 yards, touchdown, a rush touchdown. The Cincinnati Bengals looked pretty good with their backup quarterback in. But bad news. But it was bad news, but not. It could have been worse. So Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence, he does have a high ankle sprain. He actually feeling a lot better today. I don't know because he looked like his season was over during the game. But
yeah, he did.
Yeah, no, I was a little worried there. But good to see that, you know, they're stating that it's nothing that's serious. But again, he is day-to-day, and we'll have to see if he'll be able to be out on the field this coming weekend. But all the four Jags losses have been at home, so it looks like they don't do too well at home. But again, Trevor Lawrence did go down, so we don't know what it could have happened. But Jags fell in overtime, though, 34-31 to the Bengals. And Janelle Falcons found a way to pull it out in New York in that monsoon. 13-8. Poor Jets. They going back to
Indiana.
Who?
They're going back to Indiana. We're going back to Indiana. Come on now, TJ, get with me.
Oh, I don't know that one either. Ain't Lou, you got to use your
Indiana, here I come. You don't remember that one? That's Michael Jackson.
That was before my time right there. That might have been Michael was five.
And I'm just saying, maybe the Jets want to stay in New York where they at. I don't know.
Is she talking?
Kill it on your
head. They're
giving out kudos. Okay, Miss Lucinda is on one tonight. What is happening? TJ, you've been giving out kudos all night, so I want to give a kudos.
Go ahead.
I actually want to give two kudos. My first is for my defense for proving yet again that my defense is not the problem. It's my offense. And the second is for my defense literally going 25 consecutive snaps without giving up a touchdown.
What?
Yes.
Give her a ring, TJ. Give her a ring. She need a shout-out.
They have literally gone. They have played 25 consecutive drives without giving up a touchdown. And that is the best in the league. I'm telling you, my defense is not the problem. We need a quarterback.
Yes, y'all do. I must admit. Right, between y'all and the Saints, y'all neck and neck. Somebody. Anybody. Please. Some help these teams. Because they have talent. Shout out to the third on your defensive line. This was his fifth interception this season. That was a good pick.
And not to mention the fact that our key defensive person, Grady Jarrett, is out for the season. And my team is still doing what they're supposed to do on defense.
Yeah.
My defense
they show
is
up.
Not the problem.
Yeah, they show up every Sunday. So I got to give it to the Falcons. That's what makes it exciting to watch. You know, you just wonder, you know, you want to see how well the defense hang, and then you just want to see how many times can Ritter mess up or almost give away the game. That's
right,
why I watch.
Exactly.
Ah, goodness. But shout out to the Falcons, though. They on the road, like I said, in that monsoon. It was horrible out there. But they are, the Jets are going back to Wilson. Wilson! And he's going to be stranded once again. But let's see. Defense for the Jets, they ranked in the top 10. So, you know, they're in the same boat. Y'all in the same boat. defense holding, trying to hold it down as long as and much as they can. But that offense just is not showing, you know, any signs of help.
They got to score, though, TJ. You just can't go and hold them. You got to score because somebody ain't going to win.
No, that's the problem. And furthermore, it's like your defense is out on the field too much. When you can't sustain drives or you keep turning the ball over, you know,
come
it's
on.
Right.
Point where I care on the
injury. Dangerous.
Yes. So it's, I feel bad. I do. I feel bad for the Falcons. I feel bad for the Jets because it's like you're wasting such a talented defense. And at some point, that's going to get tiring. You know, they're going to start beating heads up in the locker room. You know, oh, listen, somebody got to get it together or go in there in the coach's room or office or something. But shout out to the know. Each and every week, they still come out and, you know, put themselves on the map, the defensive unit for those two teams. All right. So with that, NFC Players of the Week. Oh, I'm sorry, AFC first. Offense was quarterback Jake Browning of the Bengals. Defense was cornerback Derek Stingley Jr. of the Houston Texans. And special teams was punter J.K. Scott of the Chargers. And for NFC Players of the Week, offense, wide receiver Debo Samuel of my Niners, safety Antoine Whitfield Jr. of Tampa Bay, and special teams linebacker Jalen Reeves-Maybean of Detroit. So shout out to the Players of the Week. All right, ladies, so with that, I want to make sure that we get through this with time so we don't have to rush. So I don't know if we'll get to the other story, but let's make sure that we get to this. Like I said, we might have to do a hard stop. Oh, my goodness. All right, y'all. What do we have going on here? Shout out to Nail winning for week first. And Terry and I came in one day behind us. But Aunt Lou is still in the lead. Oh, Aunt Lou and Terry, they're tied. 122-70. Now is one game behind them, 122-69. And, yeah, let's just stop right there because I'm still way back in the day. All right, y'all. So,
DJ, how many games did Janelle win?
10. She was 10-3. Terry and I were 9-4, and you were 8-5.
Okay,
yep. Yeah, she did it. She did it. All right, y'all. So this week,
congratulations, Janelle, meathead.
Two teams on a bye.
Oh, my word.
Commanders. I guess she's just already on the road.
She say, oh, my word.
All right, y'all. So tomorrow night kicks off week 14. Lord have mercy. Can somebody please score a touchdown. The Patriots at the Steelers. Who y'all got?
Steelers don't win this game. I'm done with them.
Yeah. I got you. Patriots still got a defense, though. But
do they?
Yeah,
they
do.
Win. Okay, I'm going with the Steelers.
All right. I think, Janelle, that you were saying you're going with the Steelers as well.
Yes, but if they lose this game, I'm putting Mike Tomlin down somewhere because that just don't make no sense.
But don't forget now, Pickett is out, so Trubisky's going to be in, and it's, you know, we got to roll with what they got. So.
But it's the Patriots, Tina. The Patriots can't win a game if the other team just sit down and do nothing.
I know. You're right. You're right. With the clean sweep, we all rolling with the Steelers. Okay. All right, then we have 1 o'clock games on Sunday. I know who Janelle has. This is a divisional matchup. Buck at
Janelle, you think your team can pull it off?
We won the last one against them. We are 3-0 in our division right now.
Oh, excuse you. Then I guess I'll go with the Falcons.
I'm rolling with the Falcons on this one, too. Come on, Falcons, don't let me down. All right, then we have the Rams at the Ravens.
Them darn Rams, you don't know what they're going to do, do you? They just show up like never. I think the Ravens better take it now because they ain't trying to lose again. Ravens,
yeah.
I'm going with the Ravens.
coming off a bye and being at home. Yeah, I'm going to roll with the Ravens, too. So that's a clean sweep. All right, we have another divisional matchup, the Lions at the Bears.
Lions.
All right, that's a clean sweep. We all rolling with the Lions. This is going to be a good game here just because of how the Bengals looked on Sunday night. Colts at the Bengals.
Is Browning going to be playing? Ain't that little old Ralph? He looking like a junior. What's the boy's name?
He is.
Yeah.
He really does.
I'm going with the Bengals. As long as Browning is playing, I'm going with the Bengals.
I think I will, too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to roll with the Bengals at home, too. Yeah. They looked really good. They really did. Oh, say that again?
They only one game down from the Colts, too. So, that can be a doozy.
Minshew has that team rolling, though, Colts. I got to admit, they've been playing some really good ball lately. But I'm going with the Bengals, too. All right, then we have the Jaguars at the Browns, and Trevor Lawrence is up in the air. So,
but Flacco is the quarterback for the Browns, so I'm still going with the Jaguars.
Flacco is still out there? Oh, Lord. Well, I guess I better go with the Jags.
Yeah, but the Browns defense is still ranked in the top three. So I'm rolling with the Browns at home.
And what is Janelle doing?
Janelle said Jack.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might be changing this. You never know. Okay.
All right. Then we have another division. We got the Panthers at the Saints.
Saints. They better do something. They've been losing like crazy. Because the Panthers are one.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I'm going with the Saints.
Okay, yeah, Saints, yeah, come on now, it's the Panthers now, the Saints get it together. All right, Texans at the, that's clean sweep, we all going with the Saints. Texans at the Jets.
Texans.
Yes,
DJ Stroud, I love, and they're at home. All right, we rolling with the Texans. Okay, then we got the Vikings at the Raiders.
Wait, Tina, the Texans are going to New York for the game.
They're going Jets.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking right here. Say Texas at the Jets, and I said they at home. My bad.
So which one got, Janelle?
And you forgot to mention the fact that the Cardinals and the Commanders are on a bye this week.
No, I said it. Yeah, I think Aunt Lou was talking about something over me. So
I just thought it.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I just didn't hear you. I'm going with the Vikings.
Wait, are you going with the Texans, Janelle? I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, I'm going with the Texans.
All right, I'm sorry. I was just wrong. I'm going to go with the Vagrants, too, but the Raiders been doing their thing, so I'm going to go with the Vikings for now.
We all going with the Vikings? All right, we got the Seahawks at the Niners.
Oh, you know where we going. Niners.
49ers, ma'am, just in case you were doubting, 49ers.
All right, that's plain sweet. Okay, this might be game of the week, or one of them, Bills at the Chiefs, both of them coming off of a loss.
Yeah,
I'm struggling with this one because the Bills always play the Chiefs hard.
Yes, they do.
And I don't know what's going on with Mahomes. For now,
yeah.
I'm going to say the Chiefs, but I could be changing that.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Chiefs only because the Chiefs generally don't lose two games in a row. So, and they're at home. So I'm rolling with the Chiefs, but if something break, I might be changing that too. All right, are we rolling with the Chiefs? Okay, Broncos at the Chargers.
That's going to be good. Ooh, Lord, the Chargers are at home, but they just cease to amaze me. Okay, Broncos.
We are rolling with the Broncos. Another game of the week. Eagles at the Cowboys.
This is going to be an amazing game. It is.
Is Jalen Hurts playing, though?
Yes, he's playing.
I'm going to go with the Eagles, but I won't be surprised if the Cowboys pull it off.
I'm going to go with the Eagles, too.
Okay. I'm rolling with them boys.
You roll with them boys, girls.
Like, I think they're going to pull it off, so we'll see. All right, then we got two Monday nighters. I don't know why they're doing this. Well, first one is Titans at the Dolphins.
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 All right. We all rolling with the Dolphins. And then Packers at the Giants.
Packers should take it. Giants, though, yeah. They be disturbing people.
Yeah. Packers. Giants show up when they get ready. But, yeah, clean sweep. We all rolling with the Packers. All right, ladies. Well, on that note, it is a wrap for the show. It's a wrap for this year. So I want to make sure I give you ladies time. So time for your shout-out. And Janelle, you are up.
Okay, I want to first give a shout-out to the Lakers because I did not think that they were going to make it to the finals in this little thing that they have going on. But they actually, and they're on in the Western Conference Finals, so good for them. Proud of you guys. Believe it or not, Tina, the Davis has managed to stay healthy. This is amazing. Now watch, yes. I said that and something's going to happen.
Right.
I want to give a shout out to our punter. His name is Pent. Geez Louise, what is his name? I'm about to tell you his name. Give me a second. His name is Pinion, Bradley Pinion, because he was he's a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. So congratulations to him. Miss Lucinda, first let me say, Miss Terry, you were missed. I'm so sorry you couldn't make it to the show since this is going to be our last year. But you know we love you and look forward to talking to you soon. Miss Lucinda, I'm just so stunned at you tonight. You called Tina Heffel. You just, I mean, I'm a meathead. I don't know what's going on with you tonight, but I love you anyway. I hope that you are able to, because I feel for you teachers because I know how hard you guys have it. So I hope that during the time that you guys have off that you're able to get a good mental rest from your students. And be able to rejuvenate yourself so that you can get through the next semester. And I love you. Ms. TJ, you know we down like four flat tires.
Yeah.
I love you, girl. I'm so proud of you and continue to be in awe of the things that you continue to show us how to do because if following your dream is not a thing, I promise you make it that. And between you and the love that I have for your mom, you guys are just the utmost for me. You guys are amazing, and I love you guys so much.
Right back at you. I love you. I love you. You already know. Words can't even describe. So thank you, Janelle. Hey, Lou, you're up.
First and foremost, I want to ask y'all to forgive me for calling you a heifer, TJ, and Janelle meeting. It was just charging to the flesh. I can't even make no excuses. I was just in the flesh. Okay. So, and I want to give a shout out to Miss Terry. Miss Terry, we missed you tonight. You were greatly missed. We love you so much, and your presence was missed. Your voice, your picks. And you tied with me. Girl, look out. All right. I love you, though. Janelle. Swell Janelle. I love you, darling. Were you serious when you said by my school that everything go well?
I'm very serious. There are three groups of people that I have a serious thing in my heart for, and that's teachers, babies, and elderly. I promise you, I'm serious about that because I know how hard you guys have it. These kids these days are horrible.
Yeah, they are horrible. So I qualify on two of those. Okay, but I love you, darling. I thank you for coming. You be sick. You come out, that's bad English, Lucinda. Sometimes you're sick and you just come on this show and you just support
I'm going to have to give you a support. You're just a supporter. I love it. You just hear, and it's not in what you say, it's what you do. And you show up, you know, even when you're not feeling the best. And I just thank God for you, and I just want to tell you that I love you. I got to go to the birthdays before I hit TJ. December 17th will be my mom's 96th heavenly birthday. Happy birthday, Mommy. And we're coming back, TJ, on the 3rd, correct?
The 8th.
The 8th?
Yeah.
Good
eight.
Gracious. Okay, on the 8th. Okay, I'm glad I asked you. The 8th of January the 8th, 2024, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, 12/20 is Sheila's birthday. My niece, your cousin, she'll be 61 on the 20th of December. And then on 12/30 is my baby doll, my baby Rebecca. She's going to turn 28 on the 30th. And then her cousin, Jalen, my nephew, he'll be 30 on the 30th. And since we're returning on the 8th, on the 7th, it would be, it's Lena's birthday, my sister, your auntie, January the 7th. And it'll be her birthday, so I'll give a shout-out to her. Tina, Denise, Jackson, you just was awesome tonight, and I know you're excited because your team is just winning. They winning. And I'm just happy for you. I hope that you come back because somebody said that you're going to come back and beat us with these picks, but I really don't think you have enough time to do it. But we'll see. Mm-hmm. But I love you, and you keep doing what you do, and know that God's hand is on your life, and he's going to bless you beyond measure here in 2024. Because you just at the crust. Just don't throw you in the sack. Keep on waiting, because your blessing is just right there around the corner. So just stand and endure.
Amen. And I love you right back, Aunt Lou. I love you, ladies. Thank you for everything that you do for me, for the show. Your commitment, your professionalism, and 97% of the time, Lou. But
what you say? I did apologize. I was in the flesh. Lou was in the flesh.
But I love you, ladies. I thank you. I thank you for everything that you do for this show, for me, for the fans. It does not go unnoticed. It does not go unappreciated. And I love you, ladies, from the bottom of my heart. I do. All right, so I'll see y'all next year.
Next year.
TJ, before you let us go, I want to say one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Marlon, for coming after I sent the best signal out a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was so good to hear from him tonight.
Definitely it was.
It was. Thank you, Marlon. It was just nice. He didn't forget us, y'all.
Yeah. All right, ladies, I love y'all.
All right, love you too. Goodbye,
347-879-4. That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports 2. All right, so I wanted to make sure I give everybody time to say their shout outs, because this is the last show for the year. Going to do things a little differently. There's only one birthday tonight, Giannis Antetokounmpo, so happy birthday to him. But as I said, this is the last show. Shout out to Marlon, to Lou, and to Micah for calling in tonight. And shout out to everybody for tuning in, everybody on the timeline, everybody who has listened to us, for your love. Thank you for your support. That is what makes the show, the timeline, the dialogue, all of that, all right? But as I said, this is the last show for the year. TJ's Motivational Moment is going to be brought to you a little differently. So shout out to, of course, Aunt Lou for bringing the strength with Lucinda's lyrics once again. Shout out to Janelle, bringing up the triple threat tonight. Shout out to my daddy, Lawrence Jackson, to my brother, D'Angelo Jackson. Of course, to my mom, Miss Denise Green. Everything you do for me, for LL Sports 2, for D, just being the, you are my GOAT, greatest of all time. And I love you, and I thank you for everything that you do. Tonight is a two-parter. I do have my inspirational vitamin I want to share with y'all. It was Daniel chapter 6, verse 18. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. The inspiration. Poor decision-making often leads to many sleepless nights. Turn over our finances, personal relationships, grief, or employment. It's difficult to fall asleep with multiple burdens weighing us down. God knows about each struggle. When we surrender our problems to him entirely, he promises to carry them for us. We must admit that we cannot bear our burdens alone and depend solely on God for peace and guidance. Dearest Father, we think we can handle our problems alone and spend many restless nights in agony. We praise you for your presence and choose to always lean on you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I wanted to read that tonight because leaning on him will always help get us through. As I said, this is the last show for the year, and that is because I will be, I have a surgery tomorrow. I will be having a procedure done. I will be in a 4 to 6 week recovery. So if you have my phone number, call me. If you know me on Messenger, hit me up, text me, whatever you want to do. I will be still messaging and all of that good stuff, but I won't be, you know, in a position to probably talk for a while. So, again, just but I know that God has his hands on me. And I want to share with you, you know, I'm very transparent. And, you know, leading up to it, I knew that, you know, I was going to be, you know, probably in my feelings and everything, a little worried. And I was. I'm not going to lie to you because I've never had a surgery before. But I was coming out of the shower last night. And let me tell you something, y'all. It's hard to say, you know, how do you sit up here and inspire people? Because that's my goal here at LL Sports 2 with my motivational moment. I want to inspire. I want to be an inspiration. But how is it so easy to tell people or to steer people in a direction and try to give them encouragement and give them the word, follow your own direction? You know, it's always what they say, it's easier said than done. But last night, y'all, I was getting out of the shower, and I just looked in the mirror, and I said, you know what? Girl, you got too much work to do. Why are you worried? Why are you doubting? I always say it, fear and faith cannot live in the same residence, y'all. And so I looked at myself in the mirror, and I said, I got too much work to do. God has his hands on me. This is already done. But, you know, the flesh can sometimes take over, and that's Satan, that's the devil. So I said this to say, we always, when you know who you are, lean on him, okay? So, again, I'll be out of commission, but if you have my number, you call me, you know, text me, whatever. I always believe in speaking things into existence as well. You know, this has been a rough year for me. I cannot tell a lie. But one thing I've done this year is I've spoken things into existence, things that I said I was going to do, places I said I was going to go. Had no earthly idea how I was going to make it happen. But guess what? I went to the places. I did the things. So I'm telling you, speak it into existence, okay? Life, manifestation is real, okay? So if you believe it and you say it and you stand on that, it will come to fruition. One thing my church, my pastor, Reverend Jasper Williams Jr., he has been instilling in us a prayerful, he is trying to build a prayerful church. So one thing he's been telling us is not only do you know God's word, learn God's word, but you have to stand on God's word. You have to believe, you have to read it. You have to believe it, and then you have to pray on it and say, God, I know it's already done because you said it. You said you were going to do it. That's why you have to believe, and that's why you have faith. So I'm telling you, there are going to be new things for 2024. I'm not saying it's going to be new when we come back January 8th. I'm not saying that, but I'm telling you, LL Sports 2 is going to elevate to a new dimension. I know that. Why? Because I'm claiming it in the mighty name of Jesus. So, you know, I got to get through this here tomorrow, get through my week, 4 weeks of restoration, and I'm going to come back stronger. I'm going to come back harder. I'm going to come back just standing on the word of God, because that is one thing I have learned this year. When I read it, when I pray on it, and I walk away believing, God has a way of just showing you who is in control. So again, I hope I'm encouraging somebody. I hope that, you know that, you know, life is what we make it, but you have to manifest your dreams. You have to stand on God's word because he will not let you down. So tonight, I leave you with one of my favorite verses when it comes to faith. This is Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24.
And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I believe that. I'm standing on God's word. And that's why I leave you tonight. I, Tina Denise Jackson, and LL Sports 2 will soar in 2024. I'm TJ, and that's my motivational moment. Until I see you again, be good to others, be good to yourselves, but most of all, y'all be blessed. Bye-bye.